Log Talk Radio.
Hey, brother, what are y'all? Peace, everybody.
All right. Brother Drew, this is Mahir. Can you hear me?
Hey, brother Mahir, brother, what are you? Yes, sir. I'm here, brother Mahir, brother. Y'all there? Hey, peace, everybody. Hello. I don't see Brother Cohen, so Brother Wally, Brother Mahir, y'all.
I'm
okay.
On.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Is Cole on?
I don't see Brother Cohen, though.
Are you traveling, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm traveling today, so I'm going to have it on mute because you can hear the background noise. But I don't see Brother Cohen yet. Brother Mahir is on with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and page him.
Brother Mahir.
Yeah.
You know, I really laugh. I found the book. I was looking through some books. And when I got this book, it's called A Short History of American Democracy. And I opened this book up, Brother Mahir. Guess what was in there?
The protocol.
It says, no, hell no. Dave Wise, Ranger Junior College.
Okay.
I done read books so many times. I done read almost every book over 500 times. So when I pick a book up, everything rested with me. And I was a straight-A student in history at Ranger Junior College. The first five blacks that went to Ranger Junior College was from my high school. We went out there, three of us played football, two of us played basketball, and then they found out that we played baseball also, and they put us on half scholarship. This house just put us on half scholarship, made us play baseball, and I hated baseball, but I had a hell of a record as a left-handed pitcher in high school. But my dad made me play baseball. I didn't care a damn about baseball. But when I looked at this book, I had a flashback of everything that was in this book. It just came back to memory. And it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. Government, don't nobody understand government. And this was by design. You was told something about government, and ain't none of that shit that you was told was the truth. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go loud, slowly, step by step, and we're going to ask ourselves them 5 W's questions, and we're going to find out what is a government. Now, the definition, the way we roll, we always get the definition of the word. A government is the government body of a nation. So if we ask ourselves a question, what is the type of government? Now, when we go get that answer, we got some words that people ain't never heard about, and we're going to define these words of what a government is. A government starts off as an oligarchy. That is a small group of people having control of a country. And I'm going to repeat this. This is a small group of people who have control of a country. Now, we ask ourselves another question. Who is the oligarchy of America? The next form of government is an aristocratic form of government. So the oligarchy is the aristocrats of this small group of people. They all aristocrats. So when we ask ourselves, who is America? Well, then they always have a great seal. The great seal of America, don't nobody know a damn thing about it because it ain't taught in no school system, but that is the seal of the Illuminati. It was the seal of the Illuminati first before Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin made it the Great Seal of America, meaning this is the home of the Illuminati. You've been hearing this word Illuminati for a long time. So we found out who the Illuminati is. The Illuminati is the oligarchy, that's the aristocrats of America. Now, that's funny about an oligarchy. They strictly Masonic. An oligarchy only consists of 9 people. Aristocrat form of government only consists of 13 people. The oligarchy have a committee of 300. Now, there was a book out called The Committee, the Story of the Committee of 300. That we've been studying out of for 40-some years ago, we got this book. And when we were studying this lesson, me and Cole, when we studied this lesson, we got this book. You can buy this book. Everything that we're saying, you can go online and Google it. It will tell you exactly what I'm saying that I done memorized when I was at Ranger Junior College in 1964.
Mm-hmm. Now,
here's what we got to understand. This oligarchy, that's an aristocrat. Do we ask ourselves a question? Who is these people? Well, out of the 56 signees, 9 of them was Masons that owned the lodge number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. These are the people that control the government here. Now, everybody in the United States thinks that the government is democracy. The definition of democracy, go look it up. A democracy is not a form of government. It's a damn idea. So you ain't never had a democracy. See, that tell you that in protocol number 3. It tell you you ain't got no democracy, you ain't got no freedom, you ain't got no rights, you ain't got no liberty. Because the definition of freedom, rights, and liberty is one who is free from government. Ooh, ain't nobody in the world.
I've got a basic definition right here, just as you said. And it said government, definition of a government, right? The body of persons, see what it says? The body of persons that constitutes the governing authority of a political unit or organization, such as A, item A, the officials comprising the governing body of a political unit, and constituting the organization as an active agency. The government was slow to react to the crisis. So they give you an example of that. Now, here's what I got. Since you are going to get to it, I went ahead and listed, hold on, let me find it, because you're going to be covering some of these things today. So, oh, there it is. Okay. So I wanted to, if it's okay with you, I'm not going to elaborate on it because you're going to do that. It's the table of contents for the protocols, because you're alluding to some of it. You said protocol number 3 and as such. So I just wanted to read the table of contents as to why people should pay serious attention to this document. I'm not going to read any of the paragraphs. I just want to read what each protocol number is, and it'll just take me like probably less than a minute to do that.
Go ahead on.
Okay, so protocol 1, the basic doctrine. Okay, so this goes into what it's about, who's running it, who's in charge. Okay, that's the only thing I need to elaborate on. Protocol 2, economic wars. Number 3, methods of conquest. Number 4, materialism replaced religion. Number 5, despotism and modern progress. Number 6, takeover technique. Number 7, worldwide wars. Number 8 is provisional government. I know you're going to comment on that eventually. Number 9 is re-education. 10 is preparing for power. 11, totalitarianism state. 12 is control of the press. 13 is distractions, like we got going on now. 14 is assault on religion. 15 is ruthless suppression. 16 is brainwashing. 17 is abuse of authority. 18 is arrest of opponents. 19 is rulers and people. 20 is financial program. I got a few more to read. That's it. And then the other one is 21, loans and credit. 22, power of gold. 23 is instilling obedience. And 24, qualities of the ruler. And now, of course, that's just, you know, that's just a table of content. And when you get into each of them, they're all deadly. And they're
right.
all at play right now.
Right, right. You see, this book is 500. The Protocol to Learn Elder of Zion is 527 years old as we speak.
Right.
If when we go to worldwide government, you see Zionism. Zionism is the number one worldwide government. Before we get
right.
to that, though, there's a whole lot of stuff to lead up to that. When you got the protocol number 10, and I find this amazing, now, when we go into the ancient language, the number 10 is YAH and YA. YAH first, YA. That's y'all's number. And I find and see, the protocols tell you to keep everything matrionic. Now, we can go back, and you forgot one thing in the protocol, and that was the fuel ritual, meaning that this is what they already done. It's already been put in place, everything. When you read this whole protocol of learning it, and you can Google it now. You can download it. It's online. 10 years ago, you couldn't even find the book.
Right.
Big Mama had the 1914 book. And if you Google the 1914 book, they'll tell you they were three of them existed. But why has I got one in my goddamn apartment right now of the original? Big Mama had this book. And I've been reading it, didn't know what the hell it was, studying out of this book. But I have the original 1914 Protocol to Learn Elders of Zion, which this is
right.
the book I'm coming out of now. It tells you every damn thing of what is happening right now in America. Because Protocol number 7 tells you point blank, if they couldn't conquer you by with the hand, they would use the guns of China to conquer you. So, well, China has conquered us now.
Right. Now, you mentioned three of them. They mentioned three nations.
Right.
They mentioned the guns of America. They mentioned the guns of the Germans, and they mentioned the Chinese. So the
right.
Chinese
so the,
is the last.
Right. The Chinese were the last.
Yeah, and they haven't, but they haven't used them yet. They. I think the plan is to use them, but they're
right.
also
use
the
them.
Sacrifice.
Well, let's look at something, brother. They already use it because they go back and ask ourselves a question, what the China believes in. China believes in a book called The Art of War.
Right.
The Art of War, when they're going into the max now, China has already conquered you economically. They ain't gonna attack you like the Goheen. You see, the Goheen in this book, the Goheen is Magog and Gog, which is the white people, the Germanic race of people. They
right.
ain't gonna come in and out of 243 years of this democracy, democratic, with 243 years, 223 years, America's been at war. The protocol is very clear. It says that if you fight one war and borrowing money from Rothschild, he not only owned the country, you would never pay him. You never would be able to pay him back. But he give you 70 years of what they call jubilee. Well, that ended with Donald Trump. That was the 70th year. When he was
right.
elected president of the United States, that was the end of the 70th year, meaning that Rothschild owned every country in the world. Right now, as we speak, Rothschild, he was up under Zionist rule, all but America. America is the only place that you see that's not a monarchy form of government. America is, we ask ourselves a question. What kind of constitution, what kind of government is America? America is a constitutional federal republic.
Right.
Form of government. It ain't a democracy. A democracy ain't even a government. It's an idea. It's ideology.
Right.
But the people, you've been taught that this government falls up under the heading of a democracy, that's a democratic form of government. It ain't so. So when we understand what we're dealing with right now, you understand all the shit that done happened this week. You
right.
understand all the stuff of Trump being appointed. Joe Biden.
And by the way, I'm up on the Jewish site. And they're talking about, of course, this is where I'm going to go. I'm not going to use Oxford's dictionary and the other dictionaries for the definition of Zionism. You got to go to the Jewish sources itself so you can hear what they have to say about what it is. And they don't sugarcoat it. So you have the inception, the idea about Zionism. Okay, that's where everybody else is stuck. Because they don't go beyond what they say it, to learn that, listen, it's not just one piece. So under Zionism, you have political Zionism, religious Zionism, socialist Zionism, and territorial Zionism. And so when you see what they're saying, now you can go back to a general definition, and they tell you, well, it's for everything that they put into play was supposed to be for the state of Israel, okay? And did not Israel last year have its 70th birthday? You're mentioning 70 and the Jubilee.
Right.
So whatever this is, and the Rothschilds' money is what purchased that land or how they got that land anyway to turn that place into the state of Israel. So this is that, and people want to try to get biblical with this. You can't get biblical with this. That has nothing to do with the Tanakh. What they got set up over there, that's not any of the connections, none of the data that they're talking about, archaeology, none of that stuff over there has anything to do with what they think is supposed to track back to the Old Testament, and that's how they got everybody tricked right now. Because what they're doing is it's world domination, and that's what they've been all working towards. So in this country, we already know we have these parties out of here. You have Christian Zionists. So that's that's a form of political Zionism. So Zionism doesn't mean somebody's running around yelling that they're Jewish. It's an ideal that took off and its branches got its hooks into every aspect, every facet of a person's life. That's where it's at right now. So you're being judged. Things are being applied to. And, of course, within Zionism, there is a heavy element of racism. It's part of it. In order for them to think about and seek world domination and to apply eugenics and other concepts and thoughts. See, there are people that we see out on the news and technology, the financial industry, and these people are paraded in front of us. At least their names are. And we don't stop for a second to think about what this person's affiliation might be. Well, this person's not religious. Yeah, but the person is still a Zionist. They said, wait a minute, can you be an atheist and a Zionist? Most definitely. As a matter of fact, quite a few Zionists are atheists. So that's something that you have to really wrap your mind in. And when you start breaking down, Brother DeWaz, some of these protocols, the listening audience is going to get an earful that's going to let them know right up front You're not dealing with someone claiming to believe in a power like you. No, no. They've taken the chance and the opportunity to put their thing, and they also said one key thing, Brother Duah, in them protocols. They'll wait 400 years. If it takes 400 years for them to put their plans into place and for it to be realized, they can outwait you because they have a plan, contingency plans, that they are adhering to. If plan A looks like it's failing, they pull contingency plan that they also put together off the shelf, blow the dust off of it, and they will put that into play until they can get control. It's all about control. Hands wrapped around what it was that their goal, the end goal is. So when it allows for them to bring back contingency plan A to keep them on track, as many as somebody would say in the street, whatever it takes. And but the difference between us saying it and them saying it, they actually put together well thought out plans to pull this off. And for the most part, it remains hidden because of everyone else that they put out in our front of our faces as distractions. And they say, you talked about how they ran up on the Capitol. Well, according to protocol, which you're going to get to, that's called the mob. And it says that they control the mob. And the mob is as brutal and crazy as you've seen it as far as what stormed the Capitol. So for a person who has an enlightened mind, the economic collapse, the threat of this, viruses, diseases, all this insane stuff that you see going on, they say they just sit back enjoying their grilled cheese sandwich and a glass of milk, whatever it is that they're into, and they're watching the rest of us lose our minds when really there's no need to. If you understand how things are going down, there's no reason. Why are you going to lose your mind? For what?
Now,
back to you.
6 weeks ago, Joe Biden got on national TV, and all you black Democrats, you didn't understand nothing that he said. Me and Robert Ashley talked about this. Joe Biden is the first white man in America to get on national TV, even admit that he was a Zionist. So the guy that was interviewing him say, "How can you be a Zionist, Joe, and you ain't a Jew?" Biden turned around and told him Zionism is a movement. It's an idea.
Exactly. Yes, I just read that off the definition of Zionism from the Jewish site.
Right. Joe Biden explained this to you. So he had already told you he was a Zionist. In protocol number 10, it tells you that the people would ask for a socialist form of government. See, the socialism form of government, when we go and look at the Committee of 300, you see Zionism, then you see socialism. Socialism is the second form of world government. So you can see that right now, but it tells you that the mob, under the teaching of liberalism, would ask you to be. The people would demand that they would be up under this form of government. Well, you put Joe Biden in, you ask them to take over, which would be over. That's the only way they're going to do it, up under federalism. Joe Biden said this. Now we go back to 1914, when Woodrow Wilson had to borrow money to fight World War I.
Right.
You'll see after World War I, you see in 1918, here come a pandemic. Then you'll see that the Great Depression, the stock market failed. Well, when the stock market failed, Rothschild owned America. They owned it then in 1914. It didn't take them 400 years. The protocol would start off. That they, in 1489, they sit down and said, if you stick to this plan for 400 years, that you would own all the land of the Goheens, and you would give them paper money and take gold and silver away from them. Well, all the gold and silver got away from America in 1973. See, this is the, all of this is
right.
in the field
officially.
Rituals. This,
right.
This one, all
that's
this
correct.
See, this is in the field ritual. So all of you black Democrats, the fact that you're getting a different form of government, no, you are not getting a different form because your boy Joe Biden done already said that he was with the movement. They
right. And not just that, his vice president, also, what is her husband? He's a Zionist as well. He's Jewish. And folks have slept on that. Oh, he's just, you know, they look at him like he's just some regular white guy. No, he's not. So you got to check out what his connection is. So I came across some news information. Nobody was throwing mud on him. They just simply pointed that out. And I was like, you know what? And all of the distractions we have going on, called news and whatever else, we're not looking at the little details, which is actually the big deal. When they had Sarah Palin back in the day trying to run, you know, quote unquote, to run for as president, what did she say she was? She was a Christian Zionist. So that was known. And then if you look at Biden's last name, his last name is a Jewish last name. So how can people miss that? His name is not an English last name. So you see what this is looking like, Brother Dwyer. You see what it is.
Yeah, and see, and what you have to understand, what we're trying to do is, where do somebody that look like me and you fit in this form of government that's going to go into existence as we speak? Where do you fit in? But first, we got
right.
to understand. What is all of this government by step, by step, by step, by step? When this thing becomes what it is, all government, ain't no such thing as a communist government, this government, socialism, all that. Those are just names. Those are ideals. Every form of government is a caste system. Because the government has been created by the oligarchy, that's an aristocrat, and you ain't with them. You ain't part of them. You weren't with them when they first started off. You
right.
are not a citizen. You don't have no liberty, no rights, no freedom. They tell you that in Protocol 3. You don't. These are ideals. But they ideas just some like Christianity, belief, hope. And faith. That's what you got going on for yourself. Believing and hoping and having faith that something going to happen. No, these people don't even believe in no God because they know that God is a myth. See, you here talking about you praying to God and all of this shit. That's a bunch of bullshit. Ain't no such thing as a God. These people don't believe in no God. They have you believing in God. And you go
right.
back with your ignorant, black, dark complexion butt and go back and ask yourself a question, what year did they give you Jesus Christ? Well, you didn't know nothing about no, you could not worship Jesus Christ as your God until 1870, which is 149 years ago. And ask yourself a question, what did the people of Jesus Christ say about you from Jump Street in 1869? How did they feel about you? And when they did give you, let you have religion, what did they say? You couldn't be First Baptist. You had to be Second Baptist. You couldn't be Christian Methodist Episcopal. You had to be African Methodist Episcopal, Colored Methodist Episcopal, and those are the only two damn churches that you could go to.
Right.
And it was segregated. See, now you people born after 1970, you don't know a damn thing or understand what I'm talking about. Because you have been genocized to believe that you've been a Christian and worshiping Jesus all your damn life from when you first got over here. The only reason that you got Christianity is in 1870 is when, what they say with the 13th and 14th Amendment. You was an emancipated slave up under an emancipation proclamation, which they announced to the people. You were separated but equal, meaning that you were separated from them. You ain't a citizen. You are ex-slave. That's still carried on in the books as we speak. This is for all of you Negroes that think you got all of this damn freedom up under a democratic form of government, which America is not. America is a federal constitutional republic form of government. And ain't no democracy here, ain't no Democrats here, and ain't no Republicans here. Because it's only federal. That's the government you up under, a federal. And see this is where you've been hoodwinked, because you didn't understand. Well, the reason you couldn't understand it is that the information is just now getting out. And like I said, we the only study group that been studying over 40-some years that done walked up on this shit. They knew that a small group of people would walk up on this shit at a certain period of time, but they didn't have to worry about it because ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
The thing that disturbs them, not us so much, is the fact that they sitting back and they're saying, wait a minute, these guys got a few languages under their belt, and so you're not just going to come up and just talk to me and just say anything you want to me in English or us in English, and we not look at the origin of the words. I mean, we're looking at people's names, you know, and it's like, wow. And the thing is that looking at the word, if you take the word Biden and you just go Hebrew with it, Din is from the word Dan. Dan has to do with judgment. The first part of his name, B-I-B, has to do with something with and possibly at, or possibly in something. So we're saying, what's going on with this guy? And then I just read a little piece about Kamala's, the VP, her Jewish husband, and it says point blank, and his name Imhoff. And he's well versed apparently with Yiddish, so he is saying, yeah, we need somebody like him in the White House. And it says he's used this Yiddish term twice to describe someone putting soul back into the nation, putting the soul S-O-U-L back into the nation. So it's very interesting on how they give us the misdirection plays that on the surface, well, you know, he was hanging out with the KKK and this, that, and the other. We know that the KKK don't like blacks and they don't like Jews. Well, hold on a second. Who controls them? Someone at the top, like we were just talking about, especially in the protocols, controls the mob. They're a mob. They don't run anything. And as quickly as they have come up to the forefront, they can be disposed of as well, because everyone under these people in their system, their main idea is you're disposable. Disposable also means replaceable. And what is it that we know about them in their system? When they are done with their tools so that no one else can benefit. So in other words, you and I, Brother Dwyer and Brother Cole, we're not supposed to be able to run back to the community and give people helpful tips about nothing. That's the way it's set up. So as a tool, if we was a tool of theirs, we're supposed to be broken and tossed off in the trash pile because they're done with us. Now, the other folks who have not progressed to the level, talking about who look like us, are some of them don't have a clue. They're not going to get it. Okay. But know this for a fact. Efforts are being made to remove them off of this planet as living entity, breathing beings. You're already classified as a useless eater. Okay. And the people who said that is not just somebody mad at you and storming the steps of the Capitol building. These are people who run the joint. Take a look at your ingredients in your coal, in your cereals, some of your children's favorite cereals. Take a look at the phosphate. There's one that is a main ingredient for rat poison. Look at some of these boxes, your Raisin Bran. I'm just saying, I'm not going to elaborate too much on it, But up on my Facebook page, I've got a YouTube video of the guy who's breaking all of that down. And yes, he has the cereals on the table to show you. You're being removed. So your kid is eating their favorite cereal? Yeah. Well, are your kidneys hurting you? Are your lower back hurting you? Got headaches? Something's wrong with your neck? You're not functioning well? Yeah, you're eating rat poison. It's mixed in with your food. This is a given now. So that's all I wanted to say on that note, Brother Dwight. They promised to get rid of us.
See, what protocol number 11 say that if you know what we know, get up and speak it. And don't worry about a damn thing. That's the reason I've been speaking it so long, and I noticed that Cole slacked back a little bit. But I told Cole, I said, the people in here say that, hell, ain't nobody going to believe us but to speak the truth.
Right.
Speak the truth. And I've been saying for the last 20 years, I'm a Zionist. I don't have no problem telling. I believe in what the Zionists believe in. Because you might as well believe in it, because you ain't got a damn thing to do with it. They believe it's already in existence. But you don't know
right.
what it is. You ain't never seen nothing about Zion. You read about it in the Bible, but you don't understand about what it is. So what we're doing is analyzing. The people, they can look at something. After 1970, when you became a black African American, Jesus first, Democratic Party second, when you become this person, when you become this nation of people, you became a consumer.
Yes.
A consumer in a nation, they have no use for a consumer. I looked at something yesterday. I told my son, I say, son, we were going down the interstate. It was over 2,000 Mexicans building out there between Marcellus and Illinois. It was over 2,000 Mexicans out there working, building the highways. I say, now, I remember when it was us doing this, when we was Negroes that was colored people. We did this for America. America got no goddamn use for somebody that looked like me and you, because the only damn thing you are is a consumer. And they done bullshitted you up under a democratic form of government, and that you got a goddamn democracy. That you up under democracy.
Yeah.
That's hogwash. So you had to understand that how these people feel about you. Why you think that this pandemic is worldwide? Because protocol number 13, one world religion. Now, ask yourself a question, Brother Mahal, that we can ask the people to ask yourself a question. Who had the power to shut down the carbon, the Confederate, the Vatican at Rome, all religious churches, who got this power that they can shut down all of this shit? And you need to ask yourself, all you people that got the Holy Ghost. See, all you folks that got the Holy Ghost, ask yourself, who got enough power that can shut down this worldwide? Not just in America, but this is worldwide. The car ain't never been shut down. From the 6th century. The Confederate Rome never been shut down from the 6th century. Nobody ain't look. They went through the bluebird and plague, all kinds of plagues during that time.
Yep.
The plague started over in Arabic with the Chinese over there. Who got this power? Who got this power? Well, when we go to the Committee of 300, you'll see it comes up under the heading of an oligarchy that's an aristocrat with a Zionist, this movement. And so this is what you face with today. You don't understand all of this. You voting to holler and in peace and all of this, and you are ignorant. They even put it in a Bible that got you. They believe it, that it was a nation of people that lacked knowledge. Well, the definition of lack of knowledge means that you're ignorant. Well, you can truthfully say that the person that calls himself a black African America, that's a Christian and a Democrat, you this damn fool. And there's 42 million of you. But in 1970,
right,
it wasn't but 1.1 million.
Right.
You
and let me read this here to you.
This damn fool.
Let me read this one right here under one of the protocols, and it's and under the subsection is Poison of Liberalism. So it says, it's talking about all your forms of government and substructures and all of that. To them, it's liberalism. This is how they're calling it. And they're the ones who pick your leaders. It says, let me go down here. I just saw the goodie right here. It says, we name presidents. In the near future, we shall establish the responsibility of presidents. See, back then, like you said, this is over 500-something-year-old document, right? So back then, this is how well they're planning it, and those folks who've been diehards since the inception of this plan, they've been on target. They've been trying to keep it. They've run into a couple of snags, but they described the snags in this tier process. So they said, by that time, we shall be in a position to disregard forms in carrying through matters for which our impersonal puppet will be responsible. Do we care if the ranks of those striving for power should be thinned? In other words, they're knocking each other off, whatever the reason is. I'm talking about, you know, the puppets working for them. If there should arise, here we go. Isn't that what we got right now just recently? If there should arise a deadlock from the impossibility of finding presidents, a deadlock which will finally disorganize the country, and they put that as a question mark, it says, in order that our scheme may produce this result, we shall arrange elections in favor of such presidents as have in their past, you hear this, some dark, undiscovered stain. And they use this word then, Panama. Some Panama or other, then they will be trustworthy agents for the accomplishment of our plans out of fear of revelations and from the natural desire of everyone who has attained power, namely the retention of the privileges, advantages, and honor connected with the office of president. And then it goes on and on. I'm not going to read all this, but all of their dark secrets has to do with pedophilia, all that kind of stuff. So in the protocols, they talk about that. They encourage in their association with these people over time who they groomed to be the puppet for them. They say, now, you know, you got to get out there. You got to dance for us now. Now, if you just slip from time to time, we're going to bring up some aspects of your dark past to let you know we're still in control. And we have the power to take you down by any means and all means necessary. This is what we see playing out right here. Black folks, so-called African-American Christians, your time is finished. They have no use for you. It says the rest of the Gentile nations in this protocols that they are enslaving. Their task is almost complete by agreeing and standing up and showing forth and speaking on behalf of these people's ideals says you work for them. But now you're no longer needed no more. Mission accomplished. Your name has been taken. Your language is gone. Your original culture that once defined you, it's finished. So now we're just, you know, out there in the mob, running like the mob, but the goal is you got to be removed off the scene. And like I used to say in our lectures, you mentioned that you are acting like the Zionists. Well, I didn't use a term like that. Me and my good friends in our lecture days, we said we were bottom liners. And a bottom liner, we take our truth straight. We don't sugarcoat, don't add no milk and sugar to anything that we're talking about. Just give it to me straight, and I'm going to give it to you straight, okay? This is how we basically would talk to people. Can't come talking religious to me. That's not going to work because that's made up. We already know that. They know it. They're the ones who said they gave it to you. And they gave it to you at the end of a lash, a whip, at the edge of a sword, or bayonet, or one of them old musket rifles. However they brought it to us, they gave that to us. So now you willingly worship them. And I saw a video recently where one of these Caucasian guys put it this way, Brother Dwyer. He said, it is nice to see that so many of us are still stuck in the grand delusion. He said when they first came up with this, okay, you know, the Caucasoid was their savior. He said it was really to make certain segments of the population feel comfortable and possibly happy. He says, and now that you're still holding on to it, the guy says, wow, what idiots. So he's calling our race an idiot. He said, we're idiots. He said, what idiots? Why are you still believing in this? You're supposed to be free. This was to serve a purpose for a set time. It's like what we do amongst our so-called people of color, Brother Dwyer. We overdate. Yes. We don't know when to stop dating. So when we get in our 40s and 50s, we're still trying to go outside and get a date with either a man or a woman. And you're like, well, hold up. What did you get accomplished in the midst of all of this while you've been out here professionally dating? We don't have any answers. That's where we are as a people. We can't answer anything straightforward anymore.
Protocol number 9. The number 9 don't change.
No.
Here's what in protocol number 9, it said the mob sharing a special affection and respect of the political power. The mob, we have taught the mob that voting, which we have made the instrument, which will set us off the throne of the world, by teaching them that voting was the correct way to go, and it was falsehood. Well, every damn person that you see, every black ass in our community, the only thing that you hear these ignorant niggas preaching is go vote, go vote, go vote, go vote,
right.
Go vote, go
right.
Vote.
And you see, right at the top of Protocol 9, and I'm going to say this line because you are on a good roll here. They said this, but by approaching it's edifying what you just said. By approaching their application cautiously, you will see that not a decade will pass before the most stubborn character will change, and we shall add a new people to the ranks of those already subdued by us. You see that right there? If you are not with the program and you're not sworn in and someone can't speak on your behalf, you're not involved in no form of so-called politics. That's why when people are telling you this stuff, I know they're full of it. It's like your loyalty is already spoken for. It's pledged. I don't care what party they say they belong to. You just listen to what they're talking, and somehow you're not supposed to know that. Only a tiny percent have willingly and knowingly, they are well aware of that which they serve. That's only a tiny percent, maybe 2%, maybe. The rest of them, they're upset with you. And mind you, one of the protocols is that they would use this mob mentality to castigate you and make you feel that you are the outsider and you need to get with the program, because why are you in opposition and this is a great thing that they themselves are participating in? That's in one of the protocols where it says they will let the mob police you, which
that's,
we see that has been going on in the black community for the past 40 years.
Now, here's something else that's very interesting in protocol number 9. It says that we have fooled and corrupted the youth of the Goheen by rearing them in principles and theories of voting, which is falsehood, to put us in power. Now, I find that to be quite interesting, because that's exactly what Everybody's preaching now. Go vote, go vote,
right.
go vote. And see, they clearly tell you, protocol number 7, that a Democratic and Republican form of government will not last for 250 years. This is the 244th year, meaning that you only got 6 more years before this whole damn thing will fall. How you know it will fall?
Right.
Well, we'll start with Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. America's the 7th one. 7 great empire up under the eagle, the sign of the eagle, red, white, and blue, that has failed because a Democratic and Republican form of government, according to them, when they gave it to the Bohemians, it goes through 4 different stages. The 4th stage is the mob. What have they been telling you on TV? They're calling the Trumpers the mob, but the mob didn't start with the Republican Party. The mob started with the Democratic Party the time Trump got in the office. You became the damn mob first. And they said that
yeah.
right here in the protocol, this was by design, that when they tricked you, what they would
Right.
This,
and here's the
this,
other part,
this,
for Brother Dwyer, of the tricking. In that same protocol, it's got the youth and how the Christian youth, they use the word Christian youth, are to be destroyed. It says, we have fooled, bemused, and corrupted the youth of the Goyim by rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false. Wow. That's a mouthful. These folks are planned for people to be gone. This is not a joke. You know what I mean?
Yep. And see, this is where, if you look like me and you, only the strong survive.
Right.
Meaning that,
now watch this. They also use arbitration. So in other words, things happen and our people, we row up, we get all upset, right? Well, that's still part of Protocol 9, right? And he says,
right.
the origin and the theory of course of arbitration. It says, you may say that the Goyim will rise upon us. He says, arms in hand. If they guess what is going on before the time comes. But in the West, we have against this maneuver of such appalling terror that the very stoutest hearts quail. The undergrounds, the metropolitans, those subterranean quarters, which before the time comes, will be driven under all the capitals, and from whence those capitals will be blown into the air with all of their organizations and archives. So, and they also say in the 9th protocol that any form of anti-Semitism, see, they're controlling the opposition and all this. So when you hear somebody talking and they say this guy is an anti-Semite, this, that, and the other, it says all of that benefits them. They use all of that. And what is it Rahm Emanuel, who's a Zionist, said as the most recent mayor of Chicago? What did he say? He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So things may happen naturally, but give it, as somebody said, give it a minute. Some of them are bound to show up. Assess what's going on and then take control of the situation and take something that should be, you know, there to help maybe benefit you, and before you know it, they've turned it into a poison.
These people, we can't say that
they're stupid, because they're not. Yes. Go ahead.
Here's something else, Brother Mahal, that we have realized. Me and Cody did a lecture, What's in a Name?
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand and dissect the name, Camilla.
Right.
What is the definition of Camilla? Camilla is a Hindu god.
Yeah,
what
a
kind
Hindu
of
goddess,
Hindu
exactly.
God is she?
It's
She's
connected with Shiva.
She got the name of a god. Death and
right.
destruction.
Right. And it's connected with Shiva. It says it is when you look it up.
when you look up the word Camilla, they tell you, the protocols say keep everything Masonic, keep everything with the name, everything. When we use and research by their instructions, then this is what we come up with. This is what we see.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we see. See, in your Bible, you read in Proverbs, for the follow the instructions. If you follow the instructions that was given to you in the Bible, but you never was able to read it, then you would come walk up on what we done walked up on. And it shows you only a very few people will understand it. Only very few people will come out. The best thing that somebody that can look like me and you is keep a high immune system, but they done bullshitted you that anything that's born after 1970, hell, your ass is obese. You got a health problem because you eat unclean food. So they done created a whole nation of African Americans that's obese, that ain't got nothing but some whole lot of health problems when you was Negroes and Kung Fu back in the 50s and 40s, you didn't have these damn health problems.
Mm-hmm.
They done made pill heads out of you. You take 10 or 15 pills to live. When you're a consumer, they're going to get rid of you. And they created a pandemic and knowing all the time that ain't a damn thing that you can do right now, because most of the African Americans, the people that look like me, your ass going to be dead in less than 6 years.
And that's in the protocol. The protocol says that they're wanting to poison you. You would be willing, the people will be willing to pay for it. And therefore, they're contributing to their own demise. It doesn't say it the way I said it. I'm just re-paraphrasing it. But according to the protocol, it said, one of the things it said is every 20 years, they'll come out with some new false, fake, so-called study that they'll put this out there, and people will go run and go into that. They say they're poisoning you. Slowly but surely, they're poisoning you. And you are willing to go out and pay for this. That's in the protocol. So now you got people saying, well, why you don't want to go get this and why you don't want to go get that? Come on.
You can down. I know we got about 2 minutes left.
You don't know what they're putting in.
You can download the protocol. And we don't talk on this next week a little bit more. Hopefully, Cohen can come in. But we don't talk about the same damn subject.
What are you looking at me for?
Same damn subject next week. So we're going to go through each one of these protocols. Because you don't.
Yeah, and it's because we need more than an hour to do that, for sure.
Yeah. So.
Because you got 24, 25 of these protocols. And each of them have a pretty healthy section to get through, because you have to take it and show it's relevant in how we live now. Oh, yeah, Brother Drew, I hear you.
What'd you say, Brother?
Okay. Oh, I didn't know it had came off mute. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't know the phone came off mute. All right, Pete.
No, that's okay. Yeah, Brother Dwyer.
Yeah, so we got 1 minute, so we'll take this up. So I'll say Shema Yahweh, Yah Abin Yah Ikah Kamadi Yah. Until next week, we'll
Kamadi Yah. Kamadi Yah. All right, now.